You know, there's no questioning the popularity of Kojak, both in the United States and in Europe. And that was one of the satisfactions for doing a television series, which, to be truthful, I've avoided for many years. But the immediate recognition, even though nominated for Academy Awards and Golden Globes and winning Emmys, one shot on television disqualified all those movies I made in the past with some of the greatest stars. So that was a great satisfaction to me, playing this law enforcement officer that all guys and girls can identify with, because in a way, I'm Uncle Harry, or there goes my boyfriend Joe. It's the average guy. So those were the rewards for doing the television series. But now doing the record, singing on the Academy Awards, that's a new virgin area for telly. And the fact that perhaps Kojak helped, there's no question about it. Well, let's see what this smooth-talking, smooth-dressing cop is all about. And the record came out, If. There again, we have a romantic lament that people quickly identified with. They also identified with telly, because as I say, my appeal, and I'm not kidding anybody, is I'm the average guy. And there's nothing wrong with the average guy, because 99% of the world represents just that, the average guy. And here again, there was an acceptance, an identification, and for me, a thrill, for all the right reasons. And I find that every time they play the song, one now complements the other. Kojak complimenting the album, and the album, of course, complimenting the image of Kojak. My discoveries in television were quick. Overnight, you know, you're hitting at least 80 million people. And the record as well, you know, here we are now covering all of Europe, covering the United States. Look at this gorilla who represents something tough. You know, somewhere along the line, he has his soft moments. And everybody does. So the record is not a contradiction, but as I say, a compliment. Just another extension of a human being giving it a go. And I'm just delighted with it. I'm delighted because it's telly, the average guy, and he's given it a go for all of us. Because let's face it, baby, I don't sing like Frankie, and I don't sing like Tony, and I don't sing like nobody, but I'm going to talk my way through something, or sing my way through something. And you know, when it came time to pick songs, you know, which represented me and represented songs I understood, it's kind of difficult. You know, there's so many great songs through the years. Songs like I Think of You, Try to Remember, another great song by Mr. Jones and Mr. Schmidt. The Last Time I Saw Her, great song written by Gordon Lightfoot. Didn't We? Look Around You, that's an original that was written by Mr. Kakavas and by myself. We Both Knew It Was Over, another original song. Here again, that overall sadness. And then a nice country and western tune, which I liked. Sunday Morning Coming Down, and it doesn't contradict a thing. Somewhere in there, you'll find a tear as well.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no weight to hold my head that didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my closet for my clothes and found my cleaner's dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and I combed my hair and I stumbled down the stairs to meet you, Dave. Well, I smoked my brain the night before with cigarettes and songs that I've been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid cousin at a can that he was kicking. Then I crossed the empty street and caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. Back to something that that I lost somehow, somewhere along the way. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as a sound on that sleeping city sidewalk. Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw Daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the song that they were singing. Then I headed back for home, and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed to the canyon like the disappearing dreams of yesterday. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, ooh, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as a sound on that sleeping city sidewalk. And Sunday morning coming down.
Sunday morning coming down, the very talented Kris Kristofferson. This is Telly Savalas.